know we are. We the mafia. Not you.
Let's work together.
Not you.
Let's
work together. We the mafia. Not you. Not you know we are. We the mafia. Not you.
Let's work together. Let's work together. Let's work together. So that we are the next generation. So that we are the next generation of pioneers.
I was talking to a man the other day who was leaving, decided to immigrate. And I said, why are you leaving? He said, it's homosexuality. I said, what are you talking about? He said, 300 years ago, if you were homosexual, you were hanged, drawn, and quartered. 100 years ago, if you were homosexual, you were hanged. 50 years ago, if you were homosexual, you were flogged and given 20 years in prison. 20 years ago, if you were homosexual, you were fined £200. You were fined £200 and sent to prison for 2 years. 5 years ago, if you were homosexual, with a small fine and you were pardoned. Got off the road. I said, well, what are you leaving for? He said, I'm going before they make it compulsory.
the pink blood, the blood from the lion drive you there, nigga. Yo! Rastafari, King Selassie, we're blessed. Yes? King Selassie, I crown you, King Lord, the blood from the lion, drive with you, dialect, and set fire.
Bless up all massive and crew. Aruba to see what I pass through the computer systems, HQ scene, South London, England scene, World Tide King Jam.
No feel no way, yeah, with the maca. Whoa. We'll be right back. with the maca. Not you, yeah, with the maca. Not you, yeah, with the maca. Not you. No feel no way, yeah, with the maca. Not you.
When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise up with God, Christ and blessing. When I am dead, wrap the mantle of the red, the black and the green around me, for in the new life I shall rise, for in the new life I shall rise, for in the new life I shall rise up with God, Christ and blessing. To lead the millions up the heights and the triumph that you well know. Look for me in a world when there are a storm. Look for me all around you. For with God's grace, I shall come back with countless millions of black men and women who have died in America, those who have died in the West Indies, and those who have died in Africa, to aid you in the fight for liberty, freedom, and life. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave. Leadership that teaches you can depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave. They gave leadership to our foreparents, and that leadership made them slaves. But we have decided to find a leadership of our own to make ourselves free men. Our great scholars have inspired through the colleges and universities have thrown away the blessed record. Babylon did it. Assyria did it. France under Napoleon did it. Germany under Prince von Bismarck did it. England under America under George Washington did it. Africa with 400 million black people can do it. If you cannot do it, if you are not prepared to do it, then you will die. You race of cowards, you race of imbeciles, you race of good for nothing. If you cannot do what other men have done, what other nations have done, what other races have done, then you have better die. Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it. We have prayed to God for vision and for leadership. And he has given us our universal vision. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to America. A vision that will not limit our possibilities to the West Indies, but a vision that said it must be a free and redeemed Africa. Christ the crucified, Christ the despised. We appeal to you for help, for succor, for leadership. When you endeavor to carry your burden of the heights of Calvary, when white men scorn you,
this is a force of nature, Jah.
When white men spat upon you, when white men pierce your side out of which blood and water got forth, it was a black man in the name of Simon the Syrian who took your cross and bore it up the heights of Calvary. And now that we are bearing our burden of being so heavy, we just ask that you just help us all up the heights. Oh yes, the cause is grand, the cause is glorious. Surely we shall not turn back. Oh, sail on, sail on, sail on, oh mighty ship of state, sail on. Sail on until the flag of the red, the black, and the green is perched upon the hills of their Africa. Because the time has come for the black man to forget his hero worship of other races and to create and emulate heroes of his own. We must canonize our own saints, create our own martyrs, and elevate the positions of fame and honor black men and women who have made a distinct contribution to our racial history. Sojourner Truth is worthy of a place of sainthood alongside of Joan of Arc. Crispus Attucks and George William Gordon are entitled to the halo of martyrdom with no less glory than the martyrs of any other race. Toussaint Louverture's brilliancy as a soldier or a statesman outshone that of any other people, hence he's entitled to the highest place as a hero among men. Because Africa created millions and countless millions of black men and women in war and peace, whose luster and bravery outshone that of any other people. So why not see good and perfection in ourselves? We must inspire our literature and promulgate a doctrine of our own without any apologies to the powers that be. That right is ours and God. Let sentiments and cross opinions go to the winds. We are entitled to our own opinion and are not obligated to or bound by the opinions of others. If others laugh at you, return the laughter to them. If they mimic you, return the compliment with equal force. Because they have no more right to dishonor, discredit you in manhood than you have in dealing with them. Honor them and they honor you. Disrespect and disregard them and they vilely treat you. Their arrogance is but skin deep. An assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. Assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. Assumption that has no foundation in morals or in law. They have sprung from the same family tree of obscurity as we have. Their history is as rude in its primitiveness as ours. Their ancestors were running wild and living in trees of branches like monkeys as ours. They made human sacrifices, ate the flesh of their own dead and wild meat from beasts for centuries, even as they have accused us of doing. Their cannibalism is more prolonged than ours. When we were embracing the banks of the Nile, they were still drinking blood out of the skulls of their conquered dead. After our civilization had reached the noonday of progress, they were still living in holes with bats, rats, and other insects and animals. After we had already unfathomed the mystery of the stars 100%. And reduced the heavenly constellation to minute and regular calculus, they were still backwoodsmen living in ignorance and in blatant darkness. The world is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and sciences from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed of ourselves? Their modern improvements to be reflected and resurrected by our generation and our posterity. Why should we be discouraged if somebody laughs at us today? Who shall tell what tomorrow will bring forth? Did they not laugh at Christ, Moses, Muhammad? Was there not a Carthage, Greece, and Rome? So we see and have changes every day. So pray, walk, be steadfast, and be not dismayed. Because as the Jew is held together by his religion, the white race is by the assumption and the unwritten law of superiority. The Mongolian by the precious tie of blood. Likewise, the black man must unite in one grand racial hierarchy. Our union must know no crime, no nationality. But let us all hold together in every country, in every clime, making a racial empire upon which the sun shall never set. Let no voice but your own speak to you from the depths. Let no influence but your own rouse you in time of peace and time of war. Hear all, but attend only to that which concerns you. Your allegiance shall be to your God, your race, your country. Remember that the Jew in his political and economic origin is always first the Jew. The white man is first the white man under all circumstances. So you can do no less. Be black, buy black, think black, and all else will take care of itself. Let no one inoculate you with evil doctrines to suit his own continuance. Charity begins at home. So first to thyself be true, and thou canst not then be false. So no matter. Because God and nature first made us what we are. And out of our own creative genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow always that great law. Let God in the sky be our limit and eternity our measurement. There is no height to which you cannot climb without the active intelligence of your own mind. Mind creates, and as much as we desire in nature, we can have through the creation of our own mind. And today, being scientifically the weaker race, you shall treat others only as they treat you. But in your homes and everywhere possible, you must teach the higher development of science to your children. And make sure that we have a race of scientists par excellence. For in religion and science lies our only hope to withstand the evil designs of modern materialism. Never forget your God. Remember that we live, work, and pray for a binding racial hierarchy, whose only natural, spiritual, and political limits shall be God and Africa at home and abroad. With one God's dearest blessing, I leave you for a while. One love.
What a difference a day makes when you're choosing with Jack Iron on Galaxy Radio.